This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if your community is afflicted with the totalitarians, well, you need to be listening to this radio show daily, every single day. Actually, we're on 7 days a week, so you can listen to us and we can tell you exactly what is really, truly going on with the totalitarians. A lot of things going on. Donald Trump in the news again, of course, changing up perhaps a little bit of strategy on his, campaign, trying to go a little bit more directly at Hillary Rodham Clinton, which I think a lot of people appreciate after his, I consider it to be a victory, the other night in his debate with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Of course, everybody on the left is saying it's not a victory, but we say otherwise here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're also going to be bringing you up to date on our boycott for the NFL. Yeah, if you can't control your players, then there's something really, truly wrong at the top of the NFL. And we think it's the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and their influence on, well, Roger Goodell. Yeah, just a little side note going on there. Also, what about this train wreck that occurred in Hoboken in New Jersey yesterday? We have some information that has come to Agenda 21 Radio that there may have been an explosion on the train prior to the train wreck. So we're going to be talking about that. But with us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow, a contributor here on Agenda 21 Radio. Very happy to have him with us again. And, Jim, I wanted to get you on the show because there's just so many things happening. And the last time we talked, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton had this collapsing event at the 9/11 Memorial. But there's been a lot of things that have been happening here in the last 24, 48, 72 hours.
Yeah, got to agree that, you blink and something new comes up. There's a new scandal. There's new information coming forward. The candidate does not look exactly like the candidate should. What is going on? What is motivating her? What is stimulating her?
Yeah.
Speaking of that device on her back and the quite obvious medical pump that was at issue, feeding her drugs, probably through a catheter. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've gotten from the medical community. My wife's part of that, but she never makes any comment. But I have talked to members of the community who said, yeah, that is a very advanced kind of a mix, a mixed bag, as it were, of medicine that was being regulated through a catheter and down into a you've seen those ankle sacs for a collection of urine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how far gone Mrs. Clinton is. She needs constant medication.
Well, you know, a lot of things, when I watched the debate, I was, you know, I looked at it with a different eye than most people do, you know, because of my vast experience working with a lot of human beings and seeing various maladies and stuff. But it was interesting to me to note that she still seems to be suffering from what I would look at as petit mal symptoms or symptomology that could, mm-hmm. in fact, inflict her. Now, obviously, there were talk, and for those of you that are not catching up to what Dr. Garrow is talking about, there was a lot of concern that there was an item on her back that could be visibly seen. People were talking about whether or not she's been taking drugs, had been taking drugs, but it seems to me that they're dosing the amount of drugs and regulating it, what they're putting into her right now. Because clearly I don't think she was normal in any way sense of the word during the debate. I just didn't see that. But this is an interesting thing that they're collecting. They have a catheter that is, you know, collecting or giving off something. I understand what you can do to do these implants. And because I have one, and I know how easy it is to put these ports in, as they're called, and then to drip in like you do with chemotherapy. You drip in various drugs to regulate people's behavior, and obviously this is one to try and I think moderate what perhaps could be an epileptic seizure, and perhaps the scariest thing for all of them is a grand mal seizure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a normal thing. This isn't unusual. I mean, the portent of a leader of a nation, though, having to have a constant medical attention, namely a drip, feeding her to keep her stabilized. That isn't necessarily something that I would consider to be stable.
No.
And how do you have respect for somebody who needs a constant medication? That's like watching a drug addict at work.
Well, that's the other thing too. A lot of people, you know, just think, well, medicine is medicine. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are serious drugs that are being dripped into her, and if it has to be done on a daily basis like this, how debilitating is that going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 mm-hmm. years from now? And then, of course, we all know about her lack of ability to take the 3 a.m. phone call.
And what about the continuous debilitation, like the downward spiral? As you know, there's a tolerance factor in drugs where continued use of a particular drugs means that the, especially stimulants, you need to increase the dose. So pretty soon you're getting into some very heavy, heavy drug use, not just minor. You've got a situation where what if she can't get her drugs for a short period of time? If she's the president of the United States, is she able to function? Or do we need the vice president to step up?
Well, those would be those are legitimate questions, and I think that we could. You know, it's not like people always try and I hear them going back to the Roosevelt days, because Roosevelt had polio and he had a wheelchair, and he did a lot to cover it up, you know, even going to great lengths to keep his legs and his wheelchair pictures away from, or potential pictures away from photographers. But it was known publicly around him and the circles around him, even when he was out campaigning, people could see that he had this affliction, he had this issue, even though mm-hmm. he hid it.
It was only physical. It didn't reach the mental. And that's where I think we've got a huge difference. And that's, of course, why you're bringing it up.
Well, you know, the issue with him was that it was known. People did know that he had polio.
True.
And what a struggle it was after that. But he wasn't taking drugs or medication for it.
But you're not suggesting that this person, Clinton, would try to hide things from the American public.
No, no, Hillary would never try to hide anything from any of us.
I'm shocked, Paul.
Well, you know, the polls have her, you know, falling right now in many different states, the battleground states, in particular Ohio. She's lost the lead there. It looks like Pennsylvania. People are saying in Pennsylvania that she's not going to lose there. But I have friends in Philadelphia who tell me that the unions over there in Philadelphia have had it with her. If she loses Philadelphia, she loses Pennsylvania, and she loses the race, in my opinion.
You're right. That's the battleground state. Ohio and Pennsylvania are the two keys, and word is coming forward that, yeah, you're right. The unions are fed up. But also, you know, you've got the fact that union members, just like anyone else in the country, are looking for leadership. They're looking for people who they can trust, not only to take care of their interests. Of course, that's what she's all about, pay for play. But taking care of the national security interest. And there's a lot of people shaking their heads, but what is really going on? I can't wait till Trey Gowdy is the Attorney General of the United States, and he gets to put people under deposition and go at it. That'll be a joy.
Well, we're coming up to a break right now, and we're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow about the whole wide range of things, as we always do here, because we get such a wealth of information from Dr. Garrow. And we're coming up to a break, like I said. And when we come back, I want to dive into the Trey Gowdy situation and what's been going on with the FBI director. Do we have a viable FBI any longer? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about, well, just the circumstances of what's going on in the country and the world right now, which is always a great thing to be able to do with Dr. Garrow. One of the things that we set up in the last segment was a segue into what is going on with the FBI and Trey Gowdy, who I think we're all kind of hoping that he becomes the Attorney General. Boy, would that, Jim, that would just be cleaning house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the fiduciary bot institution.
Yeah.
The FBI.
The fiduciary bot institution. And, you know, the word right now is that the, you know, people are talking about how tarnished the FBI is now because the revelations about, not so much about the investigation of Hillary Rodham Clinton in the emails. I mean, that's obviously what's happened. But the behavior of the FBI director and, of course, his longstanding relationship with the Clintons.
Can you imagine if the man who founded the G-Men were sitting there? I think he would be climbing over the desk to get at this guy.
Oh, he would.
For scandalizing and lowering the level of reputation of the agency that he founded. He'd be ripping this guy to shreds. It's amazing that this guy thinks that he can get away with not answering specifically a question about, you know, what does Mrs. Clinton have to do to actually be charged? You know, I thought it was a brilliant question. What is missing if you've got all of the evidence pointing to a breach of law and ethic? If you've got it all right in front of you, what is needed now in order for there to be charges to be laid? I mean, that is pure police ethic ethos right there. And duh.
I was saying yesterday on the radio that I don't see how any policing agency in the United States today can look to the FBI as a positive role model based upon what's happening with Comey. I just can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it used to be that you could rely on that federal agency to be all things to all people, especially the police community, because you're right. They were the example. They were the exemplars for the kind of behavior that we would expect from our police. And that would be that there'd be no favoritism. There would be straight shooting, law abiding and law insistence. So it undermined the whole notion that we have a very fair present policing system to turn to. And by the way, I get phone calls all the time from police chiefs all across America phoning me. Well, you know, they hear me on some program and they want to say, hey, man, right on. Thank you for saying it. And of course, now the comments about Comey, thanks to yesterday. I got one call last night, only one, which, you know, that considering the time of day is important. These people are flabbergasted that, you know, our representatives, whether the Senator or the House, are allowing this to happen right in front of them. It's a glaring slap in the face.
Well, you know, James Comey has kind of an interesting past, certainly with the Clintons going all the way back to the mid-90s. Sandy Bergler in 2004, I call him Bergler. And, you know, his affiliations with HSBC. Can you speak a little bit about his affiliation with HSBC?
Well, you know, to be on the board of directors of organizations, there is an expectation that you understand what's going on, not necessarily day to day. You know, you're not standing there with the bank teller and counting the change, but you know the overall corporate structure and you know the life within the corporation. And, of course, HSBC has been shown to be egregious in the breach of law, bribing officials. Let's face it, we've got 6 dead billionaires in China now as a result of the exposure of their collusion to play the whole system so that the condominium apartment business across China went through the roof. And these guys were making gazillions of dollars. So their one-day trial led to their being shot in the back of the head. And that's the kind of expectation that we have for the way China will deliver justice. But in the thick of it, you got this guy, Comey. On the board, never being brought to ground, never being held up for justice for his part in the backroom dealing that obviously was going on. And of course, you've got Hillary right there with him. And that's only one board. What about his consistent aiding and abetting of her and her buddy, also known as the husband, part-time husband, Bill, in their foundation. I mean, it's a criminal enterprise, you know. What's his name? The guy, you know, back in the 20s and 30s when they were, you know, running whiskey.
Al Capone.
These guys were minor criminals compared to this.
Yeah, it really is amazing that when you take a look at really what a criminal enterprise this is and the scale of it, the worldwide scale, you know, in what they're dealing with. It seems that they're selling off just about any kind of asset that America, the United States, has, including, you know, all of our real estate. As you pointed out so many times before, China is a big player in so much of the real estate of the United States of America, the vast holdings that we have, the mineral-rich land and so on. Chinese are interested in. You got the Turks. We got a whole lot of people, Uranium One, just to mention a few. But it seems like they are the brokers, if you will, for the world for selling off our assets.
Yeah, sadly they are. And there's no loyalty to America at all. There's the loyalty to the almighty buck that they can make, and then the influence. And, you know, how does a person get to the point where they have such an ego need that they have to be seen, you know, in these wine and dine settings, rubbing shoulders with the leaders of the communist nations, knowing full well that at the end of the meeting or the end of the party, whatever it is, they'll be signing over tracts of land, agreements that give away mineral resources that are necessary for the defensive function of our military, you know, when it comes to uranium, for example. I'm glad you brought up Uranium One. But, you know, these people are piecemeal, recognizing what the other guys want, saying yes, you know, pay me enough money, you can have it, and then opening it up to where, you know, actual sovereign tracts of land of America are being deeded to China. And, of course, we see that happening in that four-state area where we have the rare earth minerals and we have uranium.
Yeah. They seem to be focused on rare earth elements, especially around the Bundy Ranch area, because that whole area around the Mojave Desert in there has very rich deposits of rare earth elements. In fact, the only mine in America for rare earth elements, which is now closed, California closed it, is not too far from Las Vegas and not too far from Clark County, where, of course, the Bundys are. And their ranch is that whole ranch area is very, very rich in rare earth elements.
And again, you're absolutely correct. But, you know, we need to underscore the fact that, you know, what may look like motivation on the part of government to shut down somebody like Mr. Bundy or, you know, in the name of this, that or the other cause is a hidden element. And the hidden element is the fact that they're aiding and abetting criminal enterprise that they've entered into an agreement that they've entered into with foreign parties, in this case China. And so, you know, when you see Bundys, when you see others who are standing up and it looks like they're just, you know, rebels against the system who will not, you know, bow the knee to law, that's not the case. In fact, they are standing up against a criminal corporate enterprise that has the name of government associated with it. We got to be careful. Let's call it what it is.
Exactly. And we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, I want to touch upon the Bundy situation, what's going on up in Oregon, and what happened with LaVoy Finicum with Dr. Jim Carroll. So stay tuned. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Problems? Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's our new website address. And, of course, got to keep yourself safe from all those hackers out there. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow. We're about, well, gosh, we're already halfway through the hour, Jim. Things go by fast. And one of the things we kind of tapered off on was what was happening with the selling of the resources and assets of this country, which has sort of led itself into the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative and things like that, which basically they're basically acting as the brokers to sell off assets of the United States of America and deed it over to other countries, foreign countries like China and Turkey and others, which is a lot of people don't understand that. We keep trying to drive it home here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's what the Clintons are all about. But one of the things that came up was about Clive and Bundy, the Bundy Ranch situation, and also what happened up there in Harney County and the death of Lavoie Finicum. And, Jim, this goes right hand in hand with the FBI because this was an FBI shooting. Your thoughts on the murder of Lavoie Finicum?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up the fact that it was FBI that were involved. And we've just talked about Comey and how bought and paid for he is, and he's no longer the arbiter of law and order. He is now a bought and paid for employee of whoever pays the bucks. So that's the calling card of the Clintons, bought and paid for. And if we're expecting justice from that man or his branch, then we are living in la-la land. It used to be, but it is no longer. So when you look at the death of Mr. Finicum, you know full well that the pincer movement, the activity to get him out of his car was deliberate. They were waiting for him in ambush. There were numbers of people able to react to anything he did. His hands were up. He was shot in the hip. His hand went down because of the pain of the hip. And, of course, then the excuse was that he was going for his gun. And bang, three shots in the back, and he's dead. So that's an assassination. It's fairly clear. It was orchestrated. The shooter who put the plastic bullet in his hip was a very skilled marksman. Let's face it. Got him where he wanted him and got his hand moving in the direction they wanted to give the excuse, what was apparently a defensive move on their part. Although shooting a man in the back, wasn't there a tradition long ago that that was what cowards did?
Yeah, certainly it appears that the FBI that we know and love didn't participate in that. You know, I've always said there's good FBI and bad FBI. Clearly this was a version of the bad FBI that showed up. In fact, our intelligence tells us that the five FBI agents that were on the scene right there were actually mercenaries. Any comment on that?
Well, if they weren't on the direct payroll as agents and they were people brought in to fill gaps on behalf of the FBI, they were still criminally responsible for what they did. Murder's murder.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, when the government puts up a drone, when the government retasks satellites just so they can assassinate you, it's probably a murder.
I would suggest an assassination, depending on the level of play. You know, of course, we assassinate leaders of other nations. We assassinate leaders of even corporate entities. But, you know, we just murder regular citizens who happen to run a ranch. That was a horrible situation. And every American should be shuddering over the fact that the portent for all of us could be targeting at some point in time if we got in the way of government, if we decried government for what its activities entailed in breach of the Constitution. I mean, his death was A, unfortunate, but quite deliberate. But it sent a message to everyone who thinks that freedom is free.
Well, you know, one of the things that we found was that their two state senators to the United States Senate went to Jim Comey prior to this assassination, and they demanded that Comey and the FBI do something. And this is very well documented. It was in the New York Times and all that. But one of the things that really caught my eye was one of the senators said in the interview with the New York Times that, quote, we must put a stop to the spreading of this virus. And what was going on was that Lavoie, Finicum, and others, Bundys, were actually going to Grant County, which is just right there next to Harney County, and they were going to go to a meeting about the Constitution, about how to teach and train people about the Constitution and why their constitutional rights are being violated in the state of Oregon, which was a big brouhaha that was going on in Harney County when the Bundys showed up. They were teaching about the Constitution. They brought in constitutional experts such as Chris Ann Hall to teach two-day seminars, and the people were exploding with it. And that's the virus that they were talking about, was the spreading of the Constitution. Don't you find it a little odd that in this day and age that we have to be concerned about that kind of virus in a negative fashion from our leaders?
Well, so freedom and the underpinning of freedom, the document that grants it specifically, is something which is having a propensity for disease. I mean, you come in contact, it spreads. I mean, what kind of freedom do we have when the actual freedom is thought of as a disease, a virus? Something's way wrong when leaders, I mean, senators, going to the FBI and proclaiming it to be a disease. Disease is something you wipe out, something that you destroy, because it has the ability to actually cause death, the death of the organism. The organism in this case is the state. And the state, I thought the state represented us. I thought the state was an arm of the people. And if the freedom of the people is seen to be a disease itself, man, somebody is way out of whack in their view of the worldview that they hold and what they hold us in, which would be contempt.
You know, it's kind of interesting that we see in our government right now a certain mindset that is really, against the Constitution, it seems like. Everything they're doing is against the Constitution. But it's very disconcerting to think that there's this, you know, worldwide cabal against the United States and against any kind of thing that's a liberty driven. But that's actually a fact. There is a worldwide cabal against the United States. We're starting to see some of that play out, even in bigger strides, not just with President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and the so-called globalists. But the globalists seem to be struggling right now because it seems like their utopian dream is starting to become shattered. And I point to what's going on in Germany right now with Deutsche Bank and, of course, other things that are going on. They seem to be frustrated that they're getting too much resistance from the United States and its citizens.
Well, we're the great roadblock to their desire to be in charge of the world. You know, one world government is where this goes, and these folks will stop at nothing to get that, to gain that. And if you've got a pay to play group like the Clintons, I mean, they're glad handing all over the world, everywhere they go, but they are opening the door to what these people would suggest is success. And success for them is taking down the United States as an arbiter of good and making it just a conspiring agency for their one world order. We've gone from being the gatekeepers of freedom and liberty and honesty to being just conspirers against the people.
It's amazing. You start to look at things such as Syria and what's going on over in Syria. We're still supporting ISIS. It's pretty obvious what's going on over there. And, of course, Putin. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about that a little bit, Syria, then also get into what's going to be happening in the next several weeks. We're talking with Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dr. Jim Garrow, and we're talking about a whole wide range of things from the election to now Syria and Russia and what's going on with the Russians. And, you know, Jim, it's kind of interesting as I've gotten into this the last several years and so on. I have a completely different perspective of Putin from what most Americans, or at least what the government line is about Putin. Certainly seeing his actions, what's going on in Syria, his reaction to ISIS and recognition that ISIS was actually a creation of Obama and Hillary Clinton. What are your thoughts on where we're going right now with Syria?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the fact that ISIS itself was a creation, and it was. It lent support at that point in time, back in the day. It lent support to a move that they saw as being in need of creating as a move against the Muslim Brotherhood. And all they wanted to do at that point in time was to stop the renegade element of the Muslim Brotherhood from gaining too much traction. And so ISIS, you know, became an internal kind of battle. But they needed that group. They needed it organized. And so they armed it. And I think that's where the fear right now is, that the arming of that group, which ended up being used against the ambassador and the killing of those four, you know, patriots in Benghazi. I mean, there's a direct line of connection, and there's a direct line of connection to who did it. And who did it, of course, is Hillary Clinton. And then who stood by and allowed these things to happen when she could have intervened? And there was, you know, I mean, you know the details of this, and I think the American public is now becoming more aware of it. But Putin is watching America and shaking his head,
yeah,
and going, you know, do I have to come in and intervene? Is that where this is going? Does Russia actually have to go in and clean up the mess that America made? And he's been very clear about it. He's been very clear about the attempt to use a nuke, you know, to do an EMP event across America. He was the first one to actually talk about it, along with myself, if you remember that.
Right.
But he has been very clearly on the leading edge of knowing what's going on and being unafraid to state it to the world community. And instead of him looking like the bad guy, Putin is now looking like the good guy. Which, who would have predicted this? Who would have predicted that the leader of Russia would be the guy who would be telling the truth, and our own president and his crew would be the liars?
Well, you know, it's interesting because yesterday an article came out by CBS News, of all people. And the article is entitled, U.S. Controlling an International Terrorist Alliance. That's the headlines that came up yesterday on CBS News. I about fell out of my chair that CBS News would actually be reporting that. But that's true. I don't see that as being a falsehood at all, the headline.
No, I'm just shocked that it was put out there by CBS. You've got to be kidding. Wow. Anyway, yeah, they're absolutely correct, because in the conspiring together to a particular end, America has just become a partner. That's all it is. And Putin is standing up saying, no, this can't be. Who would have thought that he would be the guy doing that? And so it's a reversal of position. You know, we always think of ourselves as the good guys doing the right and moral thing, and committing our troops and our money to seeing that the right thing is done. And here you have Russia saying, well, we're willing to commit troops. We're willing to commit dollars to stop this evil from spreading. And of course, you know what both China and Russia do when the Muslims, the Islamic element, run rampant in any of their villages anywhere. They move them to the troops and wipe them out,
yeah,
and settle things down. So they know how to deal with this. And they're shocked to see America just bending the knee. Yeah, facilitating it, exactly.
You know, that's leads me to the question about China and about, well, how is the rest of the world perceiving this? I mean, you know, people have got to be waking up around the rest of the world realizing that we're a terrorist nation now.
Oh, well, you know, thank goodness that the rest of the world is smart enough to separate the cabal of, let's say, Clinton and Obama.
Right.
But there's even more, you know. But let's zero in on Obama. They look at Obama and they understand the difference between America itself and its people and its morality and the things that in the past we have stood up for and stood against. They know that there's a huge difference. They know that there's a line of philosophical difference, deep difference between what America is and what Obama is. Thank goodness they're smart enough to understand that difference. Otherwise, you know, we would be painted with the same brush as Obama, and we would be the laughingstock of the world. Obama is the laughingstock. I mean, they don't even want to stand and get pictures with the guy. I don't know if you've seen that, but there's telltales there of leaders who are kind of moving away from when it used to be who can, you know, they're struggling. Who can stand next to the president of the United States? No longer. Now he's such an embarrassment that they're moving away. They don't even want to have the picture taken. But again, it shows that they understand the difference between America, what it is and what it stands for, and who Obama is.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We have a few really good, strong fighters going on with us right now, Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and some others that are finally stepping up in Congress because, you know, this is clearly, I think, a tipping point in our nation's history, what's happening with these elections and everything else. It's to me, the pivot point that we need, and we certainly need a Donald Trump to stand up against the one world order people and the people like Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Obamas.
Mm-hmm. And you know, let's face it, I think your audience will agree with you and I both when we say it is such a joy to see Trey Gowdy go at him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, clearly when the liars are lining up and they're so frustrated because the guy just asked the right question in the right way, and they are made to either get angry and run away or they have to face the music and keep the steam underneath their collar as they try to answer the question without giving it all away.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to get into is that, you know, with Deutsche Bank kind of going the way it's going right now, obviously there's going to be an enormous amount of financial fallout here in the United States and around the world. They got $28 trillion worth of with a debt, basically. And, of course, the Deutsche Bank is the backbone of the European Union. What's going to happen to the European Union now, given also vis-a-vis Brexit?
It's on the edge of collapse. I have had the opportunity, because of friendship, to speak to directly to the chairman of the largest banking group in the Spanish-speaking world. And, of course, they're on the edge of all of this. I mean, the Spanish are, you know, we're talking about all of South America and Central America. That's part of the Spanish-speaking world and, of course, Spain itself. But these people are looking at what's gone on and realize, because they know the difference between loaning out a dollar that you actually have and collecting interest and loaning out a dollar you don't have and collecting no interest. Where is that? You know, if you're able to put things together in accounting, how do you lend out a dollar you don't have, make no money on it, and then pay interest yourself on the dollar you borrowed to give out the dollar you don't have? But that's the silliness of how things are operating in Europe. So all it will take is one default, one big one. Oops, did you mention Deutsche Bank?
Right.
To bring the whole thing crumbling down. So it's being propped up now. And you know who's propping it up? It's Obama again through, now you're going to laugh, it's through the Fed. Through the Fed, believe it or not. We are going to take the hit. The American dollar is going to end up hurting because of the propping up of the banks, the cabal in Europe. And it's all with Obama, you know, sitting in his little Oval Office, playing with his Tinker Toys, acting as if he knows what he's doing. He doesn't.
So it's the Fed now that's going to start coming in and giving him dollars that really have no backing behind them. It's fiat currency.
And we're in the same situation because we're borrowing dollars we don't have.
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting the description that you had about Deutsche Bank and how they handle their business because, you know, they're a government entity. Everything in Germany is owned by the government. But they have some very, very bizarre habits, or not habits, but exchange habits, currency habits, and so on. about helping to finance their own industries and things like that. So, but this one card, I think, has been pulled out. The question is, how much time can Obama buy by working through the Fed to prop up Deutsche Bank?
We're talking days.
Yeah.
We're not talking a lot of time. Because what's not evident, of course, is the overtime over the last few months where there's been intervention. And it's always America behind the intervention, you know, because we have still only because of gross national product. That's it. It's not because we have gold backing anything. China is now in the position to rule the world of the monetary system because they now have solidly gold-backed renminbi. The yuan is solid in every aspect, and you know, the rest of the world is amazed that they went and did what they did, but they're not amazed. They understand how things work, and it's the guy who's got the commodity to sell that, you know, is solid that will rule the roost, and China's there. In the meantime, America, where are we? We're deep in debt.
Well, in fact, today the IMF is considering, I think there's supposed to be a vote on it, to have the yuan to be the replacement currency for the U.S. dollar.
Well, it's being added today, as you know, at what, 4 p.m, it's being added to the basket of reserve currencies, you know, and we're talking about what's a reserve currency? It's the currency that you go to as you exchange dollars from one type of currency to another. So in the past, it's been the American dollar. So you go, you find out the peg, the mark is the standard, the gold standard, sorry, they used to use that term, is the American dollar. Well, no longer, because now we have a gold standard again, that is the the Chinese renminbi. And there it is. So they have, by virtue of almost default, they've become the only currency that is the go-to mark. American dollar is going the way of the dodo bird.
Now, what is going to be the result here in the United States of that?
Oh, well, trade deficit. I mean, we have a huge trade deficit, and we have no way of paying for our deficit in trade. And, you know, all of this, we rely on the ability to sell our goods to other nations. And if we don't have a currency that has any weight behind it, the false notion that we have a solid currency is off like a cloud. It's dissipating. No one believes it anymore. And so they're going to the solid currency backed by gold that China is now offering.
But we offer real estate and territory and things like that.
Well, you know, what else have we got?
Right.
Yeah, and so you see the pattern. You see the pattern and the natural devolution of America as the standard bearer for the world economically.
Well, listen, Jim, we're running out of time here. How can we get a hold of you?
Oh, you go to Facebook. That's the easiest and the easiest to converse one with the other. Jim Garrow or Dr. Jim Garrow?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You got I don't know how many thousands of people that follow you. And we appreciate being able to be in that loop, obviously. Anyway, Jim, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio, and definitely going to look forward to you being on the Liberty Tour with us the 28th and 29th of October coming up real quick.
I'm looking forward to that, I'll tell you. That's going to be great.
Awesome. Dr. Jim Garrow, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah, take care, man.
And as I say at this point in time on the radio show, make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.com. News or a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Problems? Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.